So when I come through the door, I say, hello, how are you? I love you. How was your day? Is there anything I can do to be of service to you? It works, huh? What do you know? So we continued in marriage and in ministry, and one day she said, I want a year off to study feminist liberation theology. I thought, how inconvenient. What would I like to do? I'd like to go pro. I'll go study at Hazelden for a year. I got out to Hazelden Treatment Center in Minnesota. And I met all these guys who at age 40, they were okay. And at age 45, their life was a smoking ruin. And I thought, I'm 40. How lucky do I feel? I pulled out the textbook. There's 7 criteria for alcoholism. Score 3 and more, you're alcoholic. I scored a perfect 7. I thought, oh no. And I was taking a lot of drugs and a lot of alcohol, and I couldn't just quit abruptly because the withdrawal could be dangerous. So I shook out all the drugs on a table. I got a calculator and a calendar. I did a 6-week straight line detox. I measured my drinks. My last drink was 7.5 milliliters of Jack Daniels, 1/4 of a shot. Tapered off gently over 6 weeks. Now, I had already been to open AA meetings because I had managed to get a job as an adjunct professor of chemical dependency studies. Because all the winos would come to the parsonage looking for a handout, and I would filibuster them into detox. Because I was so good at getting people into detox, they offered me a job teaching interventions. And so I decided I needed to know something, so I'd gone to open AA meetings. I attended open AA meetings for 11 years without figuring out that I was an alcoholic. Denial is not lying, denial is cluelessness. So I'd already read the big book. I liked the meetings. I thought, it's too bad I'm not an alcoholic. I really like these people. They feel like my tribe. It's too bad I don't qualify. So I'd already read the big book, but I knew now that I was an alcoholic, and I went to an AA meeting. I asked this guy, Phil, to sponsor me. He said, I have 2 questions for you. I said, go. He said, do you have the desire to stop drinking? I said, yes. He said, are you willing to do what you're told? I said, yes, and he gave me a big book. He said, this is a big book. Mm-hmm. He opened it. He said, it's in black and white. Mm-hmm. Read the black part. Mm-hmm. He turned to chapter 5. He said, this is chapter 5, how it works. Chapter 6 is into action. If you read these 2 chapters and you do what they say, you will never drink or use again. And I read them, and I did them, and I never drank or used again. This is after 30 years of every hour of every day drinking. Every hour of every day, drinking or drugging, with no exceptions, not one sober hour in 30 years. Now, it was very, very difficult. People said, keep coming back, it gets better. I said, when? And every day got worse for 35 days in a row. Every day was worse than the day before. And finally, I blew up in rage at the disease. You know what the letter F stands for? I just blew up. I said, F you, F you, F you. I was so angry. And the 36th day got a little less bad. I could not do 1 day at a time. I did a 1/2 a day at a time. I'm not going to drink till noon. I'm not going to drink till noon. I'm not going to drink till noon. I go to a noontime meeting. I'm not going to drink till 6. I go to dinner with guys from AA at 6. I'm not going to drink till 8. Go to an 8 o'clock meeting. I'm not going to drink till I fall asleep, and then I didn't fall asleep. If you can't sleep, don't sleep. If you can't sleep, don't sleep. Eventually you'll sleep. Eventually I slept. I'm not going to drink till noon. I'm not going to drink till noon. I'm not going to drink till noon. Go to a noontime meeting. I'm not going to drink till 6. Go to dinner with guys. I went to 180 meetings in 90 days. Second 90 days, I went to about 135 meetings. Third 90 days, I went to 90 meetings, 90 days. About 9 months into it, one day I went, hey, wait a minute. I don't have to drink. What was I thinking? I could have had a V8. What? And then it got easier. Now,